But Professor Sylvia Vollengoffen, who's a journalist, a filmmaker and playwright, chats to us this afternoon about this particular play, Krutua, Eva van die Kaap. Professor, a very warm welcome to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Thank you, Zane. Thanks for having me.
How did it come that the Volksoperhuis in the Netherlands wound up and eventually gave you this wonderful project to do?
Well, you know, in recent times, there's been a lot of interest in Southern Africa and in our history, given the colonial past, and especially in the Netherlands. And some time ago, the Volksoperhuis had this idea that they wanted to do something about Krutua. They were fascinated by the story that they had read, but they weren't quite sure about exactly what it is that they wanted to do. So they approached the play's director, Basil Apollos. And Basil immediately said, look, we cannot. These were two guys from the Volksoperhuis that spoke with him. And he immediately said, we cannot, as men, be writing the story about Krutua, because in a way we just will be repeating the problems of the past. So he recommended that I come on board, because, of course, Basil and I worked quite a lot on many other creative projects. And we started the writing process, and that was 3 years ago now. And the culmination of it was that the play opened at the prestigious Bijlmer Park Theatre in Amsterdam, went on to play for 6 weeks across the Netherlands all over, and then came to Artscape early in 2019. And this time the funders, both Artscape, the main supporter, and the main supporter in the Netherlands, which includes Volksoperhuis, and the Dutch government came together and said, we're going to bring this play back, because last time it was at Artscape, it was sold out. At the performances in the Netherlands, it almost every night got standing ovations. And then, of course, as we were getting ourselves ready to go into rehearsals and the Dutch team were leaving Holland, this latest strain of COVID hit us and we had to make some drastic changes at the last minute.
Mm. This particular story of Krutua, and I want you to tell this story in a little while, but this particular story is so very relevant now that we are in 16 days of activism, isn't it? Because on the 1st of December was the abolishment of slavery, but Krutua herself being such a young person at the age of 10 and you know, becoming pregnant in Jan van Riebeek's house, actually with two children, and the gender-based violence that she had experienced so many years ago becomes such a relevant narrative during the 16 days of activism.
Exactly. You know, there are so many of the themes, the one you've mentioned now, the violence against women, that we picked up in the archives, picked up in her story, and that we explore in the play. And to make it more relevant for people in the 21st century, what we've done is we've used a device whereby the two characters, the two actors in the play who play Krutua and Van Riebeek, they are modern-day characters, an actor called Sam and Tase, the Dutch guy. And they meet on a film set because they are preparing to play these roles in a film. But the roles they are going to play have such a deep impact on them personally. And so using that device, we reach the audience and we are saying, you know, violence against women is not just a modern problem. It goes way back. And the other problem that we explore in the play is also the issue of alcoholism. You know, Van Riebeek boldly states in his diary how he fed young children alcohol who were in his care because those children were traumatized, Krutua among them. And so we explore those issues not just as a historic story, but as something that is still happening and problems that we have inherited that we still have to contend with. And of course, coming at this time in December, when we're reaching the end of the 16 days of activism around the world, as well as just having observed the abolition of slavery at the beginning of December. So it all comes together, and all of these themes contained in the play, explored in the play, and also not just in the play, but in forums. We had the first forum at the castle called Krutua and the Violence of History on Saturday. And we'll have another mini event by way of reception and a talk by Dr. Villa Buzak. Just before the opening on Thursday, December 9th.
Chat to me, this is a very interesting thing, because you've got the play and you've actually got the forum running sort of parallel to each other, and not only just the play, but then you've got the forum, which sort of highlights these issues and brings it into a space of discussion.
Precisely. You know, I feel that as artists, we have to take responsibility for the themes that we explore. And it's more than just putting a piece of art out there. It is exploring with our audiences the impact of the themes that we are exploring. And so by way of the forums, we did this in Holland, and we did it again when it came to South Africa the last time, and also played at the Free State Festival. Wherever the play goes, we have these discussion forums, but they're more than just talk shops. They are interactive explorations where we bring in visionaries, we bring in our artists, and we take refuge in the fact that the artists among us are seeing better ways of going forward, better ways of solving the problems that we are grappling with. And for instance, at the forum on Saturday, we had the amazingly talented Jolyn Phillips with poetry and song, picking up where the discussions had left off and taking the story further. So the forums are a way of saying, yes, we have a problem, but we are smart. We are visionaries. We are creative people. We can together find a way forward.
And the, you know, when you, and I'm asking myself this question, when you actually wrote this and presented this to the people in the Netherlands, were there any compromises that you had to reach? Because, I mean, this is a very loaded issue, and one would kind of say to yourself, do I go soft? Do I just reveal the truth and put that to them?
Yeah, that's a very important question. You know, when we are entering such sensitive territory, some of the themes we've just touched on now in our conversation, but also the issue of colonialism, the aggression, the violence, the impact of colonialism, that wasn't just a single impact sometime long ago in the 1600s. It's an ongoing impact. The people that one of the professors from Stellenbosch at the forum on Saturday talks about the afterlife of violence. So these are sensitive areas and difficult areas, and I was worried when I was writing the play, because the things that came up for me personally were very disturbing. I was very upset, and at some, you know, when I was doing some of the research and going through the process. So when I put it out there, of course, I was worried, I was nervous, but thankfully we have an amazing Dutch team that we work with, and there was no interference. There was never any suggestion that we should go easy, but at the same time, it was really hard for the Dutch audiences. We could see at some of the performances how shocked people were, because they didn't know the story. They didn't connect the dots with what happened in the 17th century and what is still happening in former colonies. And so when you do it so forcefully with a powerful piece of art and you put it in front of them, it is hard for people to accept, and they were moved and sad and in some cases quite traumatized. In fact, after one performance, the director, Bas Metropolis, was so worried, because instead of the usual applause, there was just silence for the longest time. Maybe it lasted for just 2 minutes, but that's a long time when a performance is finished and there's just silence, you know. And he was so worried. He just thought, oh my God, they hated it so much. But they were so moved that they couldn't even applaud. And after the 2 minutes, you just heard this slow clapping that got louder and louder, because it does have quite an impact on people.
And that's Professor Sylvia Vollenhoven and Kritoa Yefa Falikamp, on at the Artscape between the 8th and the 18th of December, a journalist, filmmaker, and playwright, chatting to us this afternoon.